Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Black Jesus, and Juju Gotti. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Carly Russell, the girl who was abducted. Psych, she didn't get abducted. She just went away for some attention. We'll give her some of that attention and more. Also, what is the etiquette when it comes to being on Instagram, following someone on Instagram, and then like reacting to their stories? I got a story to tell, and I'm a little confused by it. Also, we've been gone for a couple weeks, mainly because we've all at some point or another been in Vegas. Some Vegas stories coming your way. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. That's where you go get the rewatchingtons for Cinephobe, the Cinephobe special edition episodes. You go for the overflows for this. You go for the OG podcast. You go for the Discord. There's so much more. Ad-free podcast. This podcast in its entirety. So much more from being a Patreon member. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in for that. But let's get started with the question. Is rap an old man's game? Here's a discussion that we had.
But I'm saying, it's like not fucking. But what terrible. I'm saying is, yeah. It doesn't make it no healthier, nigga.
It does, right. Though, nigga. Like, it does. It does, because the raw paper does not have tobacco in it. Point blank, period.
Okay, blunts, tell me more.
Dutches, swishers, no matter how much you clean that shit out, the tobacco is still inside of the paper.
Hey, you still smoking weed, though.
Wait, sorry, you saying papers isn't healthier for you than any of the other raps?
He's on some chain shit. This nigga about to say it's still weed, so you're still doing this man, I ain't about trying to hear all this shit.
Here we go. Bro. Look, see, that's why we ain't do this. Why we ain't do the Ice Cube motherfucking Biggie shit.
No, you ain't want to do the Cube. You didn't want to do the Cube Biggie topic because you know how it goes, and that's corny, dog. Rep your set, dog.
No, it has zero to do with the set. This nigga did two albums.
No, oh, that's the thing. You'd actually be shocked at my answer.
Hold on. What's the Ice Cube Biggie thing?
It's a storytelling thing.
Who's
a better storyteller?
Yeah, but this is the thing. I think
like
storytelling,
as a rapper or just like literally.
I think I got a story to tell is one of the by far top five greatest stories in rap history of all time.
That's not even Biggie's best story, though. Not even Biggie's
best story.
I'm just talking about...
Maybe
not even top three.
But when you think about everything in storytelling, I think most niggas listen to shit and be like, Ice Cube corny. Or Ice Cube this. That nigga probably the most disrespected nigga ever.
But because the back half of his career is so weird. Like,
but he's a
It's really not, though, when you break it down. All Cube's done since rap day one, and he's still doing it to this day. He's telling stories. He just does it in movies now because it's less work technically to get more bread. You don't gotta go on tour with that shit.
I'm saying like the back half of his rap career from like We Be Clubbing on is like a weird.
Oh, that's the soundtrack era though.
But I also think that War and Peace is still some of his greatest storytelling. Like a lot of niggas tapped out. Like how Jerv tapped out on fucking Snoop and Dogfather. A lot of niggas won't give War and Peace Volume 1 a chance, but like Gangbang and Ghetto Vet is like, that shit is like, what's your life like for Beanie? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you actually sit down and listen to that song, like, niggas wasn't even, at that point, it was Rough Riders, it was Juvie, it was Rockefeller.
But the way that he was rapping, though, was so trash by that point that's why niggas had tapped out. Listen to that song.
Yo,
let me ask you, not to go off topic with this shit, but I'm driving. And in the car, I got one of them like the streaming stations. So it's like, I don't control what's playing, right? So I'll be playing, sometimes in the car, I'll play, it's like the top, whatever, like whatever the hip hop charts is right now, just so I could maintain some connection to the world right now, right? And so they played a new Busta Rhymes track. And I was like, But it's called Beach Ball, and you got some one of these chicks that be rapping. I don't know. I can't tell them apart. But as I'm listening to it, I'm like, why is this nigga Busta so off beat, off rhythm? And it made me think of Jay-Z on 444, and it made me think of all the other old rappers when they come on new tracks. All of a sudden, these niggas got no flow. No, and
the
all these niggas
444, or you mean the album?
The whole album. The nigga does not rhyme like with the same cadences. Jerv, I'm not talking about lyrics. Listen to how Hove rap like in 2003, and then listen to this kind of where it's like almost like spoken word. Rich nigga ball, nigga ball, nigga ball. Like that's not how that nigga rap, man. Mm-hmm. And
I feel
this
you,
Busta shit. Was the same shit. Like that's not how these niggas rap. So what is it? Is that like athleticism in hip hop? You dumb it down.
Well, no. I think it's definitely comparable to athleticism, but I think the way it happens is more with the ego, because niggas are so used to like going in the booth and being that nigga that like, I think there's a, a slight laziness factor. And like, niggas don't want to rap as hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? And like, rapping like Jigga What, Jigga Who sounds like difficult to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes effort to stay in that staccato on that beat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But niggas is like, oh, I'm just going to write a hard verse and then just rap how I want to rap. And niggas are going to love it. And then when niggas do, then they just keep doing it. That's my take.
So I'll just say from a Busta standpoint, because I can already see where this will go if I mention the other homies' names. You know what I mean? From a Busta standpoint, his style, how he rap, doesn't necessarily like, do the kids want to hear that? He's not like, he's in that danger zone of he doesn't rap for us anymore.
But that nigga has had a lot of different flows in his lifetime.
Right.
Like he's one of the ones, like him, fucking Method Man, Ludacris, like they all been able in their prime. You throw different beats, different, and niggas can switch it up and still ride the beat. Pause. And now it's like, what? Like, I'm just listening to it. I'm like, why are you rhyming? Like, because it's not like he's rhyming a modern pattern either. It's just an offbeat nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like he not rapping like, let me think of who's, like, he not rapping like Baby, Lil Baby. He not rapping like.
I think the Nas stuff has some of the same things.
That's another one. That's another one where,
yeah,
like, you used to be the king of ride any flow, and now all of a sudden he's just like, I'm like, why are you? It sounds like spoken word. It doesn't sound like rap. Yeah. I think you got the best explanation so far, because I was thinking, are the beat patterns different now, and that's why these niggas can't catch it?
No.
You know what I want to hit on, though?
What?
What's that?
Rap is not a young man's game. We need to kill that stereotype.
It's not a young man's game.
The best rappers are over 30 years old. The best rappers are over 30 years old.
But the niggas, they're necessarily referencing right now. Their audience, in their 50s.
No. But hear me out, Jerv. Hear me out before you listen. We have sold the idea that nigga, you too old to be rapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about the top five niggas, Cole, Drake, Hove, like Kendrick. Niggas is well over Kendrick. Woo. Niggas is well over their 30s, bro.
And their audience
is literally teenagers, nigga. And they're I
feel your point, Trey, because I think another person who I would actually put close to that list, at least that has the youth and maybe has never really been in that conversation before, is Tyler the Creator. Like, a lot of young
people. That nigga 30.
That's what I'm saying. And that nigga's not young anymore. So you're actually making a great point. I think there's a sweet spot, though. I think 25 to like 40 is probably where a rapper's prime actually lives.
But look at 29 and below.
Right.
In the state of hip hop. Yeah. If you said, Jerv, I'm not asking you because I know you disconnected from them niggas anyway. But honestly, and Amin probably only seen niggas because he's probably went to a festival on accident and was like, oh, who's that young nigga?
Hold up, dog. You know I went to a festival too, dog. I was there. Don't do that.
Right. Okay. But you still not going
to
go.
2 days.
Yeah, you're not going to Shazam the nigga. You're going to be like, nigga, why is the nigga dating Wi-Fi's funeral? What? You would be upset about that. But when you really think about that, 29 and under, rap's in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Rap's in a bad spot. If any of those niggas that's in right now, we in the era of like how niggas was like, oh, we got Kobe, T-Mac, and fucking KG. Duncan and KG. Now these niggas retired. Who's our next young niggas?
I mean, you got Kodak. You got
who?
I'm just saying that's.
I like Kodak, but the boy that just did the song with Snitch Nine.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying
bro.
I'm just giving you the list. I don't know if niggas fuck with Cordae.
I used to respect it. I fuck with Cordae. Look. Here we go. Look, I'm one for one right now. Let's go.
No, I'm not fucking with Cordae.
Joey
I'm
Badass cool. is
Cordae too much of a formula?
So listen,
I'm two for two.
Here you go. Much respect to Joey Badass, but I left that nigga set the other day.
How old is Joey, by the way?
He's gotta be 30.
Nah, he came out when he was like 17.
You right here. Google it. We got time. We got nothing but time, nigga. That nigga old too, bro.
He might be 29 though.
That nigga acting and doing a lot of shit, man, in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I just want to state three names.
He's 28. So he's still under your threshold, Trey. It's right
but
there.
Is he big enough for niggas?
Is
to
he on the cusp? Is he on the cusp of being the best rapper in the game?
Man?
Would you pay for a Joey Badass ticket? That's the question.
I mean, there's not many rappers whose ticket I would pay for. It's Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and that might be it.
Cause Jay, you gotta think about this. I went to Pier 17 last week, right?
Yeah.
Wale, Currency, and Joey Badass is on this blog era. Headline, right?
Oh, yeah.
I only stayed for Currency. I left.
That's disrespectful, bro.
To who?
Wale. He should have stayed for Wale. Wale might have gave him a good set, bro. Wale got hits, yo. Don't do that.
I'm not saying that. Wale's good. Joey Badass is good. Them niggas have earned their way to perform and do what they need to do. But for me to sit there and consume that shit for fuck no. You know what I mean?
I'm just not gonna go to the show.
No, but here's the thing. And I really only went to go see Joshton. To be honest, like, honestly.
This is mad disrespectful. That's crazy.
At the end of the day, I'm always going to check for Currency because I was an early Currency fan and he had a live band. So it was like, it was cool. It was cool for that. You know what I'm saying? But nobody was smoking Jerv. It was like, it was crazy. It was,
now that would have been weird.
How the eras have switched, how niggas used to go to the shows, whether you be backstage or in the crowd, and the whole shit would be filled with smoke. And now it seems like niggas don't smoke no more.
Who doesn't smoke?
Who don't smoke no more?
Nigga, I'm telling you, all of the places I go that I used to go that used to be smoke the fuck out, niggas is not smoking. Like, it's just...
I mean, in my defense, I've only been to, like, push... I've been to a push show, festivals, and... I mean, I've smoked... I mean, the only place I haven't really...
I'm not saying you, Jerv.
No. I'm saying that the place wasn't smoked out has been like comedy shows, which kind of like threw me off. I thought everybody would be smoking at a Dave Chappelle show.
I was the only nigga smoking my bullshit ass weed vape outside. Like, I'm looking like this, and I'm like, I'm trying to smell smoke, and niggas is just there just getting faded.
But Trey, let me say this too. I'm not going. I've been to 1,000 rap shows. I've seen all these niggas perform. I perform with a lot of these niggas, Currency included. Like, bro, 99% of rappers put on a terrible show. This chick invited me to a Larry June concert the other day, and I was like, I fuck with Larry June's music. I do not want to see him boring rap in front of me for an hour.
You know who don't put on a bad show?
Who?
Juju, nigga.
Do you feel me? Hey, I promise to God, like, that's literally my strong suit.
Is this nigga wearing an ESPN zone jersey?
I don't even know where he found that shit. It's a hockey jersey, yo.
That's hard. This nigga's got the weirdest collection of, like, I don't even know where do you be shopping for this shit, man.
If he had to tell you, he's gonna kill you, bro. All
right, man between the man. You did me.
Make sure you are tapped into the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra good stuff there. For Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, for Black Jesus, and for Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.